You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The Kalamazoo Ringers Choir boasts that it's the oldest continuous community handbell choir in the country. And next week, the Ringers will celebrate their 35th anniversary with their biggest concert ever. It'll feature collaborations with a bluegrass band, as well as tuba, jazz clarinet, flute, and percussion. I went to the Ringers rehearsal in the basement of Grace Harbor Church to learn a little more about the choir. When I first walked in, members of the choir were ready with old photos. Photos from way back when the choir was first getting its legs in the 1980s. The women wore shiny, billowing blouses, long black skirts pulled up to the waist, and big, curly 80s hair.
We really have walked life together.
That's Janet Van Bailey. She and her husband Tom founded the group in 1981. The Ringers have been to Scotland, England, Canada, and Japan, and they've released 3 full albums. It was a rough start at first, getting the choir together. Tom Van Bailey says they didn't have anything. No bells, no music, nothing.
All we had was us. And we went to the Baptist church downtown because they had a set of bells, and they agreed to let us use them. And we practiced on those.
Tom says it took some time before the group had their own full set of bells, maybe even 15 years. Janet says now they have more instruments than ever.
We used to ring on 24 feet of table. We now need 52.
And today there are handbell choirs all across the country. Janet says it's remarkable to see how the musical instrument has come into its own.
They're being recognized as a true instrument. They're not just a toy. And I think that some of these community choirs are doing amazing work, amazing music coming out of it. And when people will comment about how musical it is and how enjoyable it is, and people will comment to us that they use our recordings all the time in their car and it's their favorite music to listen to, that's a nice feeling.
Tom says the group practiced at First Baptist Church in downtown Kalamazoo for 22 years until moving to Grace Harbor Church in the Westwood neighborhood. Surprisingly, no one in the choir is currently a member of the church. In fact, the Kalamazoo Ringers aren't sponsored by a church at all, which Janet says gives the group a lot of flexibility.
We do not play all sacred music. We can do everything, the whole gamut of music, which is really a lot of fun and challenging.
My name is Barb Woodrow, and I have been with the Ringers for 35 years.
It's kind of my therapy, because when you ring, you can't think about anything else. It's total, supposed to be, total concentration.
Until you miss it, right?
Yeah, until there it went.
It's just plain fun. I've never done anything more contagious than bells. And I've been involved in music since I was a little kid.
Janet says playing in a bell choir takes more teamwork than just about any other ensemble.
Because they are like one piano. So they have to make the runs sound like one person's doing them. So they're like one great big instrument, and they have to have a sense of the full score, even though they have only a part of it.
And for many Kalamazoo Ringers, that's what they love about it. The handbell choir gives them a chance to be part of something larger. Steve Lieberman has been playing for 7 years.
It's the family atmosphere that's the most fun for me. I've got at least 4 moms in this group and a lot of friends. So even though it's fulfilling musically, it's also fulfilling from a personal standpoint, you know.
1, 2, 3, off, and 1. The Kalamazoo Ringers will perform a free concert for their 35th birthday bash on Sunday, May 22nd at 4 o'clock at Grace Harbor Church on Gorham Lane. For more info, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.